It was God personally. It was God personally present in Christ. See what he was doing? It was God who personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them and committing to us the message of reconciliation, of the restoration to favor. See, God has canceled out man's sin debt. That's what's going to be so tragedy for the lost person that turned down Jesus and won't accept him. They're going to get to hell and they'll find out, I don't even supposed to be here. I turned Jesus down. I did not receive him. See, your sin debt has been canceled. And all you have to do is receive life, receive Jesus. And this is why we're here tonight, to tell you God loves you so much that he'll cancel your sin debt. Now watch this. So we are Christ's ambassador. God made his appeals as it were through us. As it were through us. We as Christ's personal representative beg you for his sake. Listen to this real good. We as Christ's personal ambassador, a personal representative, beg you for Christ, for his sake, to lay hold of the divine favor now offer you and be reconciled to God. Listen to Isaiah 43:25. I am he that blottest out thy transgression for mine own sake and will not remember thy sin. See, God did that for his sake. He wanted to bless you. He wanted you to have the goodness of what he has. He has provided for you. God is good, and God has good things in store for all of his children, for everybody that comes to him. And he personally canceled your sin debt, sent Jesus, and he paid it in full. You couldn't do it. He did it for you. And now he's saying, now watch this. Watch this. In Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. And have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord Jehovah has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus paid our sin debt in full. I thank God he paid mine and I received it paid in full, and I am no longer guilty. And tonight, if you are lost, don't try to live your life without Christ. There is no life. Outside of Christ, there is no life. Jesus is the life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. How do you get Jesus? I just told you. I'll tell you again right now. If you never, this is your answer. Men are looking for answer in the natural, but man is more than a natural man. Jesus is the answer. And when you receive Jesus, you just live, I said it before, you just live a few years here on this earth. But after you get out of this body, you're going to live forever and ever and ever and ever somewhere. It's your choice. What choice you made when you were in the flesh on earth will determine where you spend eternity, because we will live throughout the eternities of the eternity, the children of God with our Father God. And those that perish will spend eternity in damnation, punishment, lake of fire, burning forever. Jesus loves you, and that's why God sent him, so you could be delivered. How do you do it? You say, Jesus, I make you my Lord. Jesus, come in my life. Take it and you do what you want to with it. I surrender to you. I confess you as my Lord, and you are born again.